Can we ever use words that are too powerful for our benefit? And I like to say no. We can never use words that are too powerful for our benefit. I was thinking this morning of the statement that we use, I expressed my original purity and integrity, I am transfigured. I expressed my original purity and integrity, I am transfigured. Now, I am transfigured is a pretty hefty statement. I was surprised. I went into Home Depot yesterday and I had to show the girl my driver's license. And laying between my driver's license and the back of my wallet was this statement, I am transfigured, I express my original purity and integrity. And I didn't realize that it was laying on top of my face. I just opened it because you don't see my driver's license. And so there that statement was, I am transfigured, I express my original purity and integrity. She read it two or three times. And then she said, that's a powerful statement. I said, do you find that it would work for you? She said, that's terrific. And, you know, I thought it was just too powerful. And here this girl, average, normal girl, working for Home Depot, you know, in the window department, being very efficient and so forth, said, hey, that's all right. That's good. And then I showed her my face on my driver's license. And then this morning, as I was walking the meditation path, I was thinking, that is a powerful statement. I am transfigured. I mean, it means a lot. Mm-hmm. And then I thought, if you're going to have an air conditioner, and your air conditioner works good when the temperature is just a little warm, that's beautiful. If your air conditioner does not work when the temperature is very hot, that's not beautiful. That's when you need it the most. That's when you need your air conditioner the most, is when the temperature is really scorching. Now, we've been having some 102, 107, 108 temperatures here, and the little air conditioner in the Hermitage just doesn't make it. It does not put out enough coolness to cool that little room. It's just a room by itself, maybe 30 by 30 at most, you know. And it doesn't cool it down because that room is not terribly well insulated. Maybe on the walls it is, but the ceiling it's not. Did you have the ceiling insulated? No. Then the ceiling, it just took right off the ceiling. So we really should have that ceiling insulated, you know. Now, and of course if we did, that little one would be fine, because the cool air would stay in instead of just going up out the roof. But again, what difference does it make if we have an air conditioner that doesn't work when it's hot, hot, hot? That's when you need it. When it's moderately hot, you can tolerate that, you know. But when it gets really hot, then you'd like to have it cool off a little bit. It's like getting under a tree or something. And that's when you need it strong. Well, all of us are living in a hot, hot, hot environment. A hot environment of saying I'm whole and perfect, saying I live in my eternally perfect spirit, mind, and body, saying all is in divine order, meaning all is in divine order. And these are terrific statements. There are things that are very important for us to think about. The things for us to remember that are very, very important. And if we don't remember that, we let it go. I was just thinking of a word here. It's called a grandfather clause. A grandfather clause is one that allows you to have things on your property that had not been approved by the permit department because they predated the requirement that they be there. And I think the Hermitage is one of those things. It predated the requirement, and it's under the grandfather clause. And now, why am I bringing that up at this point? Because I just happened to think of it. We think of many things. Our mind is eager. And as I was walking the meditation path this morning, I was thinking, Wouldn't it be wonderful? Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful to be a brilliant nerd, to be a genius, to be able to pick up a book and read it and absorb it and know it? And then I thought, yeah, that would be nice. That'd be nice to pick up a book and know it and absorb it. That'd be really nice to have that talent. But wouldn't it be nice to be the one who writes the book? Wouldn't it be the one to be the original thinker? And the original thinker does not necessarily have read everyone else's book. He isn't original if he reads everybody else's book. But the original thinker is a creative person. It's a person who goes back to his original purity and integrity and wraps in to concepts and ideas and thinks about them and brings them forth. Now, when we say, I am transfigured, that means we are beyond these things. We're beyond these books. We're beyond these concepts. When we're transfigured, we're beyond the heat of a hot day. That doesn't concern us at all. And I have to be concerned about it, not for me particularly, but for other people. I am working in my office, and I am busily working away, and people come in my office, oh, this is hot in here. How can you stand so hot in here? So hot in here, you know? And then other times I'm working in my office, how can you stand so cold in here? How can you stand so cold in here? Well, the thing is, I'm not in my body. I'm in my mind. I am in whatever I'm doing, and I don't feel the temperatures because that's not where my attention is. I don't feel the world about me. And this is living in your original purity and integrity. You are not touched by the appearance environment that you live in. And this is what it means to be transfigured. You're transfigured. You're beyond that. You're not superior to anybody else. You're just where everybody else is going to. Not they're going to there, and they're going also. But this is where everyone is aiming, and this is what everyone wants to achieve. But for the world generally to say, I am God, God I am, when everything is God, there's not a thing that exists that's not God. And for the world to come to the point of saying, I am God, it's heavy. Because that means, hey, if I'm God, I'm going to have to take responsibility like God. If I am transfigured, I'm going to have to take responsibility. But don't worry about it. Don't worry about it one little bit. When you are transfigured, you will be untouched by taking responsibility for that. You don't have to take responsibility once you're transfigured. Once you are in the flow of who you really are, you don't have to take responsibility. You are it. You are it. Do you have to take responsibility for being the gender you are? You are either male or female. You don't have to take responsibility for who you are. Do you have to act like a male or female? If you feel that the world requires you to act in a certain way, the men wear pants and the women wear skirts, well, goody, 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 you know. I know a lot of women who wear skirts, and I know a lot of men who wear pants. I mean, excuse me. I know a lot of men who wear skirts, you know, over in Scotland, you know. And we don't think that they're feminine because they're wearing skirts. And what about all these Arabs? They go around with these long robes. You don't know what they're wearing, you know. And it's a gown, it's a robe, you know. And then what do these Hawaiians wear? They wear a sarong, or they wear a thing to wrap around their waist, you know. And some get physical about it and tie it through their legs and stuff like that, but it's still a sarong. Clothing doesn't make the individual. Even appearances don't make the individual. What makes the individual is their spiritual awareness. And when you are spiritually aware, you can do anything. We will not call people transvestites who wear women's clothing when we realize it doesn't matter. They're just people doing whatever they want to do. And do you call a little boy who goes to bed at the age of 8 and is still sucking his thumb, do you say, yuck, hasn't he learned not to suck his thumb anymore, you know? Well, you just take it as a matter of course. He'll get over it. And some never get over it. They go into adulthood. It's like they're dumb, and your teeth are all pushed out in front. No, they go into adulthood. But we're judging. You see what I mean? We're judging. Now, it's not that we shouldn't judge or that we should judge. It's that if we judge, then we are going to be judged. And if we don't judge, then we're not going to be judged. If you don't judge anybody else, if you don't look to create a world in which other people are, just create a world in which you are, and then you create other people, then you're really working as a master. Then you express your original purity and integrity. You see, when you are expressing your original purity and integrity, you are like a diamond. Now, a diamond exists in the ground. It becomes very compressed carbon at very high pressures under the ground. And then it works its way to the surface somehow. And then people find it. And people see this thing and they know it's a diamond. It's dirty, you know, and it has no form. And then the creative imagination of a mind facets the diamond and cleans it and polishes it and finds it's pure throughout, and it has fire in it, like they like to say of diamonds. Now, tell me, just from that point of view, do you think the Hope Diamond thinks it's better than another diamond? Do you think any diamond thinks it's better than another diamond? Or that it's lesser than another diamond? Oh, you're a big rock there. I just got a little rock here. That's you and me thinking, not the diamond. The diamond doesn't care. When you are living in your original purity and integrity, you are living like the diamond. You are living like the perfect, flawless diamond. And you are expressing outwardly what you believe about yourself. Now, if you're a dirty diamond who just come out of the mine, you still don't care. You don't care if you're dirty or not. I mean, you know who you are. You're a flawless diamond in there, right? You haven't been faceted. You haven't been brought to life by man and his creativity, but you're a flawless diamond. You will always be a flawless diamond. Now, as you facet yourself, as you chip yourself, as you make yourself into a ring, stone, or, you know, whatever kind of things diamonds are used for, if you make yourself to use for it, great. But you're a flawless diamond, whether you're under the ground, whether you're being compressed, before the carbon was even under this great pressure, you were there. You were there as a flawless diamond, waiting to be revealed. And this is how we are now. We are the flawless diamond, waiting to be revealed. And that's why we say, I express my original purity and integrity. I am transfigured. And we put all the power into it, all the enthusiasm into it, all the joy into it. That doesn't mean you're loud and boisterous. That doesn't mean you're shouting your head off. You can. That's okay, too. Nothing wrong with shouting your head off. But you don't have to. You just feel that power. And sometimes you can be quiet, and you feel the power more than when you were so loud. Not that it has to be that way. It could be either way. Because some people enjoy moving into it with a lot of volume and a lot of excitement. But that's what it's all about. So these are things that we want to think about. Things that can change our life. Things that can move us into where we're going. And it's not any books that are going to take you there. It's not somebody else's writing that's going to take you there. It's not somebody else's thinking, somebody else's words, somebody else's dreams. It's yours. Whatever dream you have for yourself, that you will manifest when you say, I am transfigured. Whatever thought you have in your mind, that's what you will live, and that's what you will experience. And that's what it's all about. You want to live your life so beautifully, so fantastically, so gloriously. Over here, I am transfigured. I express my original purity and integrity. This is Grandfather Claus. That's good, too. I am transfigured. I express my original purity and integrity. I'm transfigured. I express my original purity and integrity. This is what it's all about. Now, live it. Love it. I do. I love you.